This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, August 19th. Another cruise line is letting you bid for an upgrade prior to sailing. Princess Cruises has introduced the Princess Upgrade Program, which allows guests to bid on a higher category stateroom before the cruise. Starting September 6th, guests who have paid in full will receive an invitation to submit a bid on any stateroom category that is one above the currently booked. For instance, if you're in an inside, you could upgrade to an ocean view or perhaps an ocean view to a balcony. The program will initially be available on Caribbean, Discovery, Enchanted, Regal, and Ruby Princess, and fleet-wide by the end of October. NCL, MSC, and Royal Caribbean are among a few other lines that also offer a bid for an upgrade. And earlier this week, St. Kitts and Nevis, or is it Nevis, has ended its testing and vaccination requirements for all visitors. This applies to both travelers arriving by sea and air. Grand Cayman, however, they're still holding on to theirs. They're the only Caribbean island that requires non-vaccinated guests to stay on ship if you visit the port. Along the same line, small ship cruise line Windstar Cruises has dropped its pre-cruise testing requirements, though the line is still requiring that all guests have the vaccination in order to sail. And finally, Royal Caribbean has released new footage of its upcoming ship Icon of the Seas, which will be the first in the Icon class. Though not the largest Royal Caribbean ship at 200,000 gross registered tons, it certainly carries some mystique. And just for reference, the Oasis-class ships are just north of 225,000 gross registered tons. Little is known about the Icon-class ship except that it carries 5,600 passengers. It'll be powered by LNG and includes a new mysterious sphere-like structure that the cruise line is keeping very tight-lipped about. Icon of the Seas is currently under construction in Finland ahead of its fall 23 debut. Two more Icon-class ships will debut in 25 and 2026. And cruise line stocks were flat on Thursday. Carnival Corporation 10.46, Royal Caribbean 41.83, and Norwegian 13.81. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.